And I have with me on the phone Rabbi Galperin.
Good morning, Ilan.
Oh, you sound loud and clear.
I'm happy to hear that. How are you?
I'm fine. Everything is good.
Good. Happy to hear that. Beautiful.
Recovering from Passover and all the holidays.
That's right. Well, it's not done. In 2 weeks, I think we have Lag BaOmer, and in a month, a little over a month, we have Shavuot. So we're... And then starts the summer.
Yeah, it's around the calendar.
That's right. That's right. And then you think, it's like, where did the year go?
Yeah.
It's so fast, right?
I agree.
But Baruch Hashem, thank you.
So yesterday they celebrated in Israel the Memorial and the Independence Day.
Right.
And we are ready for the new Parsha.
That's right. You know, I was in, this time last year, I was in Israel.
Yeah.
And it was a very, very sobering moment. Number one, to be able to be there when they do Yom HaZikaron, when they do the Remembrance Day, and they do the sirens, and literally everyone stops.
Yeah.
The country gets out of their cars and they stop, and they remember everyone that had passed them. And then the next day, all of a sudden, you see everyone's partying and everyone's having a good time.
Yeah, that's
it's a phenomenal experience.
Big switch, it is, yeah. And there are 2 days that everything stops for a minute when the siren goes. It's Yom HaShoah and
right.
Yom HaZikaron. Zikaron,
yeah, the Remembrance Day.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Very, very sobering moment. But anyway, this week's Torah portion is the Torah portion, two Torah portions of Tazria and Mestora, and one of the main things that it talks about is the concept of Lashon Hara, gossip, evil slander, and the consequences for doing that. Now, you know, being the target of gossip can make things very, very awkward. And very, very quickly. So, the question, you know, how do you act around people who've been talking about you behind your back? You know that they're talking about you, but how do you speak with them?
Yeah.
Do you continue to relate to them as though nothing happened? Confront the gossiper directly? Resort to some sort of retaliation?
Fight.
Yeah, yeah. Or maybe just retreat from social interaction to, you know, to become someone more of a person in private.
Yeah.
And when taken to an extreme, gossip can really lead to destroy friendships, loss of self-confidence, increased stress, illness, job loss, and even, I've seen many times, unfortunately, and even suicide.
Yeah.
But though we're so aware of the negative effects of gossip, how many of us can say that we've never indulged in ourselves? How many of us can say that, you know, you hear a good piece of gossip, say, oh, no, I'm not interested, don't tell me. It's very, very hard.
It is.
We want to hear the juicy parts of, do you know what so-and-so did? He was doing... You want to hear it. Maybe we simply want to be in the know, and we don't want to really miss out on any important information. And it's interesting because the Gemara, the Talmud tells us that Lashon Hara, spreading true derogatory information about someone else, harms really three people. The speaker, the listener, and the subject of the gossip, the person that's being talked about.
Yeah, the third party.
Right. And during biblical times, the punishment for evil speech was very, very swift. The speaker would be stricken with tzaraas, a disease that required one to be isolated from the camp.
A skin disease.
Right. You were out. You were no longer part until everything was taken care of. Now, ever since the Holy Temple was destroyed and the Jewish people were dispersed, tzaraas, leprosy, no longer afflicts those who speak evil speech. And no longer do the spiritual phenomena immediately, you know, come in and manifest themselves in a physical form. But it is clear that those who engage in gossip, constant criticism and negativity also really suffer a host of physical ills. Because the Torah's message is to avoid speaking ill of others and to bring out their strength through positive speech is, unsurprisingly, also a recipe for a physically and psychologically healthy life. You know, speak to those people that are always, always, always speaking gossip. They don't spiritually or even eventually physically feel good about themselves. So the question is, how do we stop the epidemic of gossip? And if we think about it, oddly enough, dwelling at length on the negative effects of gossip does really, really very little to stop its spread. It seems that the more we talk about how terrible it is to gossip, the stronger our urge to indulge in it becomes. You know, we condemn the gossiper while not confronting the ways that we feed into it. Yeah, I don't want to hear. Oh, just tell me a little bit on the side. What did you hear? We still have that desire, no matter how bad we know that it is.
Yeah.
So this week we read in the Torah portion that the two Torah portion of Tezriah and Metzorah, the portion of Tezriah discusses the various symptoms and identifying marks of Tzaraat, while Metzorah really deals with the purification process. Because if we look at the two names,
they're close the same.
Right. The word Tezriah means to conceive. And the parsha begins, you know, the portion begins with the laws of a woman who has just given birth, and then the purity process afterward. And the Metzorah refers to one who has Tzaraat, a serious condition which is likened to death. So now, it must be, it's interesting, why would we read from one extreme the concept of birth and then purification, and then the concept that condition, sickness that is considered to death? Really, what's the insight? And really, if you look at the names, it gives us really a powerful insight to overcome the negative effect of gossip and slander, because the recovery process for the Metzorah, for the person who has the Tzaraat, the leprosy, holds within it really the key to the Tazriah, the flourishing of new life. Because the enforced isolation of the Metzorah is intended as a time of self-reflection and personal growth. You're not with anyone else, right? You're outside of the city. You don't belong anywhere. You're separated. Now, when we find ourselves caught in the web of gossip, that's a clue that we need to really take a break. We need to step outside of that social interaction until we can find and figure out what's going wrong. What inner needs of ours is going unfulfilled to the point that we are taking our frustrations out on others. So now, we might think, well, maybe we feel small, maybe we're just bored, we need something to stimulate our or occupy our mind. And the way to really stop Lashon Hara is not by condemning it, but it is by isolating it, reflecting on the circumstances that lead to it, and finding ways to nurture ourselves so we have less of the need and demand for it. Like the exact same thing, what is the punishment for the person that has the Tzaraat? He has to be isolated. So what is true of Tzaraat and is true of all the punishment mentioned in the Torah, they are not meant as retribution, but as opportunity of healing and recovery. So we see the fact of, you know, Tzaraat and Metzorah, that these two passages which talk about the purpose of exile, is not a punishment. Whatever we're going through now is meant to lead to a greater rebirth. The future revelation is dependent on our deeds and work of our course of exile as we stay over here. Whatever our circumstances are, challenging, painful, they are given to us as an opportunity to work through them and come to a place of greater insight and understanding. So when we realize that the struggles and growth are intertwined, not that one leads to or follows the other, we realize and see that every mitzvah that we do during exile, every act of courage, isolating this concept of Lashon Hara, directly will bring the redemption on a personal, universal level. So to condemn and say, how can you speak Lashon Hara? How can you say gossip? Why don't we set the example? Isolate it. Not get involved in it. Make it something that we don't want to have anything to do with. It's outside of our limits, outside of our city. And by doing that, then we will have the rebirth, the relife of our lives. And with that, Mashiach, the Messiah, will come and we won't have these issues anymore. And will only be peace on earth.
God willing.
Absolutely.
And Rabbi, services this week?
We have services at Friday evenings at 6:45 and Shabbat morning is 9:30, and Sunday morning we have an 8:15 minyan, it's a community minyan, and that's followed by breakfast after Shabbat, and Monday and Thursday is at the parish house. And thank God we're going strong, we got a minyan every week, and I encourage people to come out, start your day off on the right note.
That's great. I want to wish you Shabbat Shalom.
You too, thank you, and I look forward to talking next week.
Same here. Same
All right,
again.
Be well.
Bye-bye.
Shabbat shalom, bye-bye.